This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Northeast Kingdom residents like to boast that Lake Willoughby is one of the clearest, cleanest, deepest lakes in Vermont. Now, there's proof. A scientist is testing water quality and mapping its depths. VPR's Charlotte Albright recently tagged along.
Carved out by a glacier, Willoughby Lake looks a little like a Norwegian fjord. It's prized by swimmers, anglers, and boaters, and it's beloved by retired biology professor Art Brooks. He grew up around here and even proposed to his wife in a canoe. To sample the water, he sets out in a wooden motorboat.
So I'll take us down to 300 feet of
a GPS depth finder on the dashboard shows a colored diagram of the lake as we head away from shore.
This solid orange line here represents the bottom. These echoes we see up here are fish, and sometimes we can see actually plants growing up from the bottom. We're too deep for it now. So we're 226 feet deep. The temperature is 72.12. So we can jump over and enjoy a swim anytime.
Earlier in the summer, Willoughby was much colder. The water was higher then and more turbulent after spring rains. On this windless, sunny day, you can see about 30 feet down.
So what I'm going to do now with you is to sample a column of the lake water with an instrument that will record the temperature, conductance, the electrical conductance of the water, chlorophyll concentration, which is an indicator of the amount of algae or green material in the water, and dissolved oxygen and pH. And so this will record this every 4 seconds as I lower the instrument down through the water. So I'll get that set up.
All that adds up to just the right chemistry to keep fish healthy. There are no algae blooms here, as in parts of the Lake Champlain watershed. But Brooks is interested in more than the composition of the water. He also wants to know how the depths vary from point to point. That tells scientists and fishermen a lot about where and which fish are likely to thrive. Brooks slows down to mark our location on the dashboard depth finder. He's made 33,000 marks so far, which are the raw material for his map.
Piles those all up, and we end up with a good contour map, just like you would see if you were mapping the mountains with the contour lines getting showing higher and higher elevation. We keep seeing lower and lower depths in the lake.
Brooks says his map shows more depth in spots than the state's outmoded data show. And he says Willoughby is almost as clean as it was when he began taking measurements here about 15 years ago.
Well, it's a big lake, and it takes a lot to change it.
Soon one thing will change, the temperature. But there's still time and plenty of space for a late summer swim. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.